We wondered how the partial shutdown is affecting the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. So we called and...
Hello. Due to a lapse in funding of the federal government budget, I am out of the office. I am not authorized to work during this time, but will respond to your message when I return to the office.
So, we were able to track down someone who is not on the government payroll because he's a volunteer. Kerry Kelly is chairman of the board of the Friends of Sleeping Bear Dunes. Kerry, to your knowledge, how many park employees are impacted by this partial shutdown?
During the winter months, generally they have approximately 50 employees at the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And during the, at least the first part of the shutdown, to my knowledge, there were two law enforcement people on duty and one or two maintenance people that were kind of on call.
So what has that meant for the park? I'm wondering what is and what is not open to visitors right now.
Yeah, well, since the shutdown, all the hiking trails, the beach access points, the Sleeping Bear Heritage Trail, which is a 20-mile-long multi-use trail, all of those were open. Vault toilets at trailheads were open. What was closed primarily were the administrative offices and the visitor center.
And I understand that the Friends of Sleeping Bear Dunes has kind of stepped in to help care for the park during this shutdown. What work were you doing?
Well, first of all, we had an agreement with Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore just prior to the shutdown that allowed us to continue to operate during the shutdown. And the primary work that we were asked to do was to maintain the Sleeping Bear Heritage Trail, which we do normally all year long anyway. We also were maintaining the vault toilets throughout the park at trailheads and beach access points. And we're taking care of trash cans around the park.
And now we're hearing reports that the National Park Service has started using recreation fee revenue to kind of handle some of these maintenance tasks. What does that mean? Is your group off the hook now?
We are in terms of the vault toilets and the trash pickup. So they're going to be doing that. We'll continue to manage the Sleeping Bear Heritage Trail. And the other thing that is now available is if we get snow, the Park Service will plow the parking lots and driveways.
And Kerry, there's a very significant school outreach program that's being affected. Tell us about that.
That's right. We have a snowshoe program that we do with fourth graders around northern Michigan. Last year, we had approximately 25 schools and 1,400 fourth graders that came out to the park on a field trip, learned how to snowshoe, learned about the winter ecology, and identified trees and animal tracks and so forth. That program has been canceled for this year because of the government shutdown.
Loss for the kids and the idea of growing future fans of the park.
That's right. The other thing that has impacted us is this is the time of year when we do our planning for programs and projects that will be executed on in the spring and summer. So none of that planning is going on. None of the hiring of interns is going on. Normally, this is the time of year when we're talking to college interns and trying to set them up. And we normally have 10 to 15 college interns working for us in the summertime, and none of that interviewing is going on right now.
You know, Kerry, over the weekend, you probably saw the reports that people went to the Joshua Tree National Park in California. They went mm-hmm. into the wilderness. They set up illegal campsites. They were driving off-road. And then, gasp, even cut down Joshua trees to make new roads. Mm. What were your feelings when you heard those reports?
You know, it's just a tragedy that our national treasures, like our national parks, are being abused like that. Fortunately, here in Sleeping Bear Dunes, we don't have that problem, at least haven't so far. So you haven't had any problems with trash just being piling up around the trash containers or anything like that. People have been pretty conscientious about taking care of the park.
And I guess as you think ahead, there's certainly no sign that this partial shutdown, that the impasse is being settled between, you know, congressional Democrats and the president. Mm-hmm. What do you worry about if this keeps dragging on for the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore?
Yeah, for us, wintertime is kind of our lighter time of the year relative to visitation. But if this drags on into the spring and summer, we're going to get into very large numbers of visitors coming to the park. And that's going to be overwhelming for a group of volunteers.
Carrie Kelly is the chairman of the board of the Friends of Sleeping Bear Dunes at the National Lakeshore. Thank you so very much for talking with us on Stateside, Carrie.
Thank you.